My parents were very good to me in England, especially when it came to going to church.
我的父母亲在英国的时候呢，他们都对我很好，尤其是我愿意去教会的时候。
They made sure that all of us, though I had five sisters, they made sure that we all went to church every week.
他们想确定呢，我们一共是五个姊妹，他们想确定我们五个姊妹呢，每个星期都一定去教会。
And not just on Sundays, they also made us to go on special days as well.
不仅呢是每一个周日，而且在特别的纪念日也需要我们去。
And of course, as a little boy going to church on Sunday for me was very boring.
那对于一个小男孩来讲的话呢，每个星期去教会真的是很无聊。
We'd have to sit in a service like this, and we were not allowed to color, we were not allowed to talk.
就像今天的这个这样的崇拜一样，我们坐在那儿又不可以说话，又不可以呢自己画画。
We had to sit there and listen, but we didn't really know what was going on.
那我们坐在那儿呢，必须认认真地听，其实我们也不知道什么在发生。
But there was one day in the year when I really liked going to church.
但是呢，有一个晚上呢，那是我最愿意去教会的晚上。
And that was on Good Friday.
那就是。像今天一样这样的一个受难日。
The service then I could understand very clearly.
其实对于这个教会的这个特别的崇拜呢，我完全明白它的意思。
It was very solemn.
那个是真的是呢很悲哀。
Very violent.
而且呢很血腥。
And it was fascinating to a little boy like me.
尤其呢就对我这样一个小男孩来讲呢，我觉得呢很奇妙。
What they would do in this church, they had pictures all around the church.
那么他们呢就会把这个很多的照片呢就放在这个教会的墙上的四周。
And these pictures would all depict some part of the sufferings of Christ on that first Good Friday.
那在这个画上呢，就是呢每一幅画呢都是描述的主耶稣基督在那一天所忍受的那些惨状。
And the pastor or the priest would go around and he would explain each picture individually.
那么这个牧师呢就会指着这每一幅画呢分开每一张每一张来解释和说明。
And I would listen fascinated to what they did to the Lord Jesus.
那天呢我真的是很认真地听这些兵丁和罗马人他们对主耶稣基督所做的。
And I felt very sorry for him.
我觉得呢对我很同情耶稣的遭遇。
I understood that a great crime being committed on that day.
我也知道那一天呢一个极大的罪恶被犯下。
I knew that what they had done to him was unjust.
我也知道呢他们对主耶稣基督所做的是不公正的。
And it was so cruel.
而且呢是十分残忍的。
I wasn't saved then.
那就是说呢如果是这样。
I was just kind of a church goer because my parents made me go.
那其实呢到那个时候呢我还只是一个去教会的人是因为我的爸爸妈妈要我去。
But I still love to hear that story.
但是呢即使那个时候我也很喜欢听这个故事。
But of course now that I'm a Christian, I'm never tired of hearing that story.
那现在我已经成为基督徒了我对这个故事呢更是百听不厌。
I always think that the best hymns and the best sermons are about the cross of Christ.
那我认为呢最好的赞美诗和最好的讲道都是与耶稣基督上十字架有关的。
And of course, I no longer think of it so much as a sad day.
所以呢我不像小时候那样我不再把这一天当作是一个悲哀的一天。
But to me now, it was a wonderful day.
对我来讲呢这一天是一个荣耀的一天。
And it was wonderful because of what Christ accomplished for me, a sinner, on that day.
为什么说这是一个奇妙的一天？因为主耶稣基督在那一天为像我这样的罪人所征服的这个死神。
Let me try and illustrate for you the significance of that day for us.
那让我来试图呢用一个例子来说明那一天对我们的意义为什么如此重大。
A little boy went to school.
有一个小男孩呢，他去学校。
And his teacher demanded of him. She said, "Where's your homework?"
那他的老师呢，就责问他，你的家庭作业呢
？And the little boy said, "Please, please, miss, please, miss, I've left it at home, but it's finished."
哦，女士，我实实在在告诉你，我真的做完了，只不过是把它留在家里了。
The teacher said, "How can I know it's finished?"
那老师就问他，那我怎么能够确信你做完了呢
？Oh, miss, you can be sure of that.
哦，女士，我可以向你保证，我一定这个是一定完成了。
My big brother finished it for me.
因为我的哥哥真的把它做完了。
Now, as a Christian,
作为一个基督徒，
how do we know that our salvation is finished?
我们怎么确信我们的救恩已经被成就了？
How do we really know that our sins are all forgiven?
我们怎么能够确信我们的所有罪债已经被饶恕了？
How do we know that one day we're going to have a home in heaven?
我们怎么能确信有一天我们能够回到神为我们准备的天家？
These are tough questions to answer if we look inside ourselves.
那要回答这些个困难的问题呢，其实我们向里看。
But if we can look outside of ourselves and then say, because our big brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, has finished it for us.
如果我们向外看的话，我们可以确信因为那位主耶稣基督，也就是我们这位大兄长，已经为我们成就了。
Then we can be confident.
所以呢，我们能够十分的自信。
And this is the wonderful truth about Christianity that we preach every week.
这也就是基督教信仰每个星期所传讲的这个伟大的信息。
Because it's in the gospel of Jesus Christ that the answer to this great question that even Job asked many years ago.
那实际上主耶稣基督在圣经里面就已经回答了这个问题，其实回到几千年前。
He said, how can a man be justified before God?
那我们就会问，怎么一个人怎么可能在神的面前称义呢？
Well, we would say because of Jesus Christ.
我们可以确信的回答，是的，因着主耶稣基督。
Because the religions of this world, they don't say that.
但是呢在当今的世界所有的宗教他们不是这样说的。
What the religions of the world do and the answer that they will give to you, they will start at the beginning.
所有的宗教信仰在当今的世界上呢，他们对于这个宗教呢，他们是从头开始。
They would say you want to be declared righteous before God, you want to go to heaven.
如果你想在神的面前称义，你如果想回到天堂。
Then join our religion.
那来就加入我们的这个信仰。
Keep our particular rules.
那个守住我们特殊的这些个教规教条。
And if you keep those rules long enough and well enough,
如果你能够守住这些教规教条足够长时间，并且守得足够好，
then maybe, just maybe, you'll be declared righteous by God in the end.
那么最终呢，也许还只是也许，你可以在神的面前称义。
That's not Christianity.
但是这个不是基督教的教义。
Christianity begins with a completed salvation.
基督教的信仰呢，是从救赎完成开始的。
The message of the gospel is that Christ finishes our salvation and declares us righteous.
福音告诉我们，主耶稣基督已经完成了救赎，并且呢，宣称了这个救赎已经做成。
And then begins the process of sanctification and transformation in the saved person's life.
然后呢，在这个得救赎的人身上，再开始做成称义的工。
When we first trust in Christ, God plants us on that foundation.
当我们一旦相信了主耶稣基督，我们就被根植在这个救赎的根基之上。
On the solid rock that can't be moved, as the psalm tells us.
这是一个坚固的一个地基，是没有人可以动摇的，就如诗篇所说。
And not until we are set upon that rock does the Lord begin to build us up.
一旦我们被根植在这个根基上，神就开始在这个根基上来建造我们。
This is the message of the gospel.
这个就是福音的中心的信息。
Jesus finished our salvation 2,000 years ago.
2000年前主耶稣基督已经为我们成就了这个救赎之功。
And that's why we're here today, to remember that amazing victory that he won then.
这也就是为什么我们今天来到这里来纪念这个伟大的胜利。
We're here because we're already saved. We're already on that foundation. We're safe.
我们来到这里是因为我们已经得救了，我们已经被放置在这个坚固的救赎的根基之上。
So what I want us to do today, I want us to go back to that first Good Friday.
那今天我们要做的就是带领我们大家呢，再回到那个第一个受难日。
I want us to go back to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
我们要回到那天下午的3点钟。
Jesus has been hanging on the cross for about 6 hours.
那个时候，主耶稣基督被挂在十字架上已经持续6个小时。
He's been up all night.
他已经呢，就是说那个 头已经低下。
The soldiers have flogged him.
那那个士兵呢，用鞭子抽打他。
They put a crown of thorns on his head.
把荆棘冠冕呢挂在他的头上。
So already he's lost a lot of blood.
并且他已经失去了大量的鲜血。
They then forced him to carry the cross to the place of his execution.
他们甚至呢迫使他呢自己背起去到这个十字那个山上的十挂那个十字架。
When he got there, they stripped him naked.
当他们把他压到那儿，基本上让他赤身裸体。
And they nailed him to the cross.
并且把他钉在了十字架上。
So he's dying in the most agonizing way.
所以他的这个死亡真的是惨不忍睹。
And soon he's about to breathe his last.
那最后不久呢，他恐怕就是最后一口气也会咽下。
Now amazingly, just before he dies, he's able to shout with a loud voice.
但是奇妙的是，就在他临终之前，他竟然可以大声的呼喊一声。
And these words that he shouts, in English, there's three words. It is finished.
那他叫喊的这一声呢，用英语就是三个单词，他成了。
In Greek, there's only one word, tetelestai.
在用希腊文的话，就是一个字，就是赎价，就是所有的债务全付。
And it's those three words, it is finished, that I want us to think about today.
那这三个字，也就是今天我们要来思量的。
So we're going to read it again. I'm going to ask Lynn to read it again for us. It's 28.To 30. Let's just read that section again and really think about what this means to us.
那我们今天再来回顾一下这个经文，我们只需要读第28到30节，我们来看一下这一天所发生的。这事以后，耶稣知道那事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海蓉。沾满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。”便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
Okay, let's pray together as we start.
让我们开始之前低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we've come here to gather together to remember what it took to finish our salvation.
亲爱的天父，我们今天聚集在这里来。看来想我们所领受的，你为我们所成就的。
We were so lost.
我们是如此的迷失。
We were so far gone.
我们真的是偏行几路，走得太远。
We were so sinful.
我们是如此的邪恶，我们如此的罪业深重。
That your son had to go all this way in order to save us just astonishes us.
那你的儿子必须呢？走完所有的这些路，才能够把我们救赎出来。
But if he had not done this, if he had not gone to the cross in this way,
如果他不以这样的方式走上十字架，
there would have been no salvation for us.
那么对我们来讲，就完全没有救恩可言。
So we pray as we meditate upon this event today.
我们祷告，当我们定睛，我们在默想这一刻的时候，
that you will melt our hearts as we think of the horror of it.
让你的圣灵能融化我们的心，让我们看到为了我们的救赎你所忍受的惨状。
But also that you will fill our hearts with love as we think of the one who suffered so much for us.
同时也让我们能够充满心里有这个爱，能够看到主耶稣基督为我们所承受的。
And may as we realize the magnitude of his suffering.
让我们意识到神为我们主耶稣基督为我们所忍受的。
Maybe we be confident that he truly has finished salvation for each of us.
让我们能够真真确确的相信他所忍受的这一切为我们所有的人都成就了救恩。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So first of all,In order to finish our salvation, it wasn't enough for Jesus Christ to be born into this world.
所以要主耶稣基督要成就对我们的救恩，他光是降为人世还不够。
You know, in the West, you may have noticed that the emphasis for our biggest celebration falls upon Christmas.
那在西方，我们都知道，圣诞是我们最重心。最强调的一个节日。
And there's no doubt that we love to celebrate the virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然毫无疑问我们真的是很衷心的愿意祝贺那个主耶稣基督作为童女降生来到世上。
And as far as Christianity is concerned, it was very important that Jesus be born of a virgin because it was necessary that he did not have a human father.
耶稣基督的作为童女降生这个是必须的，这样的话才能够让他不是出于一个人类的父亲。
If Jesus had had a human father like we all have, he would have been a sinner just like all the rest of us, and he couldn't have saved us.
如果主耶稣基督他有一个像我们这样肉身的父亲，他就不可能作为一个无罪的圣洁的人来拯救我们这些罪人。
So that's why we go to so much effort in order to celebrate Christmas.
所以这就为什么说我们会花如此多的时间跟精力我们在庆祝圣诞节。
That was the time when the Son of God, no less, stepped into human history.
这是一个主耶稣基督来到世间的一个表征。
He became incarnate as a man.
他道成肉身。
He became one of us.
他成为我们中的一位。
And did you know that without the virgin birth, Christianity would be false?
如果是没有童女生子，那么耶稣是基督信仰的话，完全是虚无的。
Because as I said, if he did have a human father, he would be just as sinful as all the rest of us.
就像刚才我说的，如果他的父亲也是像我们一样是有肉身的罪人，那么他不可能成为圣洁，他不可能来拯救我们。
And so his death, that we see it happening here, it would have been no different from any of our deaths.
所以如果这样的话那么他的死跟别人的死没有区别。
Did you know that there were hundreds and hundreds of young men crucified by the Romans at that time?
大家都知道在那个年代很多的信徒被罗马人就是把他钉在十字架上。
Why do we focus all of our attention upon this young man?
那么为什么我们独独要把我们的注意力定睛在这一个年轻人身上呢？
Well, we do it because we know who he was.
我们如此做是因为我们知道，我们真知道他是谁。
We know that he was a man, but we also know that he was the Son of God from heaven.
我们知道他是人子，同时我们也知道他是从天，从上帝而来的神子。
So yes, we understand that the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is very important, and we need to celebrate it.
所以呢，我们确信，我们也知道主耶稣基督是童女所生，所以我们要庆祝他。
But the Lord had to do more than that to rescue us.
但是要救赎我们，主耶稣基督还要做更多的。
He also had to die for us.
他也必须呢为我们而死。
There's an old fable and it goes something like this.
有一个很老的说法是这么说的。
In the conclusion it says that the wood that made up the manger in which the baby Jesus was laid.
就是说呢主耶稣基督被诞生的那天放在了那个马槽的那个木头
was the same wood that was used to build his cross.
也就是呢用来建造他那个十字架的同一块木头。
Now, of course, we know that's not true.
当然我们知道这个不是事实。
But it does illustrate a great truth for us.
但是呢这的确向我们呢验证了一个事实。
That Jesus' virgin birth was not enough to save us, much, much more than that was needed.
那就是说呢童女生的主耶稣基督还不能完全能够拯救我们，还需要更多。
And I want to add to this, that in order to finish our salvation, it wasn't enough for Christ to live here on this earth.
而且呢，如果要完成他对我们的救赎，他来到这个世间生活，这一点也还不足够。
Many people say, don't they, that they admire the life of Jesus.
很多人都说他们仰慕主耶稣基督。
He was a great moral teacher.
他是一个道德标杆。
He was a wonderful example of selfless living to us.
他是一个呢无私生活的榜样。
And of course we agree with that.
这些我们都同意。
But there's been many selfless teachers like that.
但是在这个世上有很多像这些无私奉献的这样的教师。
We appreciate, for example, the wisdom of Confucius. We appreciate the wisdom of Buddha.
我们也呢仰慕，我们也敬重像孔子或者像释迦牟尼。
But we don't believe they can save us from our sin and from death itself.
但是呢，我们确信他们的死并不能够 让我们得救恩。
And they never claimed that they could.
而且他们也从来没有宣称他们能做到这一点。
So we don't follow the moral teachings of Jesus or even his example, thinking that somehow if we do that well enough, then that will save us.
所以呢，我们并不是因为只是遵循耶稣的榜样。如果我们真的是做的十全十美做到了，我们也不能确信，我们也不能够得救。
No, we know that our problems can't be corrected by morality or by good works.
因为我们确信。我们的罪是不能够通过改良或者通过更正能够清除的。
It's kind of like whitewashing a fence.
就如同呢，我们把这个栅栏去做一次粉刷。
You know, if you paint the fence, it looks the, makes the fence look better.
你把这个栅栏呢粉刷一遍，外表看起来的确是很漂亮。
But really, all you've done is covered over the problem.
但是实际上，你只是把它的问题，把它的气肮脏的把它遮盖住了。
And that was our problem.
这个其实也就是我们的
问题。Our problem is that we've already failed to be moral. We've already failed to live correctly in a way that would be pleasing to God.
我们的问题就在于我们已经完全失败了。我们完全没有过一个道德的生活。我们完全没有过一个圣洁的生活。我们已经完全违背了神的律法。
And the good works that we do, and I hope that we do them, the good works that we do, we know that they are not even good whitewash. They're more like grey wash.
即使我们的行为再好，我们也不能够说我们是那个做到了极致。也许呢，连一个白色的粉刷都不是，恐怕还只是一个灰色的粉刷。
That's why when we come here on Sunday, we don't preach Reformation.
所以我们为什么星期天来到这个地方？我们不光是听到这个。
We don't preach going straight, and then you'll be okay with God. We don't preach that.
我们并没有向大家传讲说，你只要说遵循这些教义，你就能够得救。我们从来没有这样宣讲。
Because we know that it won't cancel out our failure and our sin.
因为我们知道，只有这些教义，它并不能够清除我们的罪性。
The Bible tells us we're already condemned.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们已经是被诅咒的。
No matter how good we might become here in this earth,
不管我们在地上，我们行多少的善行，我们做到如何的好，都没有办法成就。
As the scripture says, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in God's sight.
所以呢，如果是说我们只是凭我们自己的行为的话呢，我们在神的面前，我们是没有办法称义的。
But again, I'm not saying that Jesus' sinless life wasn't essential.
当然我这并不是在说主耶稣基督圣洁的生活是不是必要的。
Yes, he did need to be that great moral example.
我们的确需要这样一个伟大的一个道德模范。
But it was because our problem was so serious that we needed a sinless human representative to present our case before God for us.
正是因为我们罪孽深重，所以我们需要一个完全无罪的人作为我们的替代，这样把它呈现在神的面前，才能够作为公义。
Now this is why, incidentally, when you read the Old Testament, right?
那这就是说我们看到这个旧约。
You read about the sacrificial system.
你看到这个献祭的系统。
And it tells you about the lambs that had to be sacrificed on the altar.
在这个旧约里面呢，一个无瑕疵的羊必须被呢作为祭物献在祭坛上。
Remember what it says?
那么他怎么说的呢
？It said they had to be without spot or blemish.
那这个羊呢，它必须是毫无瑕疵，是干干净净的。
Now that's what Jesus' good life proves to us. It proves that he was a sinless human being.
这也就是主耶稣基督来到世上向世人所证明的，他就是像那位洁白无瑕的羔羊一样，他是毫无瑕疵的。
So he was fully qualified to be our unblemished representative before God.
所以他是完全合格的，作为我们的一个献祭在神面前。
Jesus did what none of us could do.
主耶稣基督做了。没有任何世上的人可以做到的。
He kept the law of God that we have all broken.
他遵守了神所有的律法，而这些律法是被我们已经破坏的。
So as Christians, we no longer trust our law keeping.
所以作为基督徒，我们再也不要相信我们自己能够守住律法。
Rather, we trust in Christ to represent us and give us our legal standing before God.
相反的，我们要相信主耶稣基督他所成就的他的公义他的圣洁 以他作为我们的代表呈现在神面前。
But to do that, he had to do more than keep the law for us.
所以要做到这一点，他必须要做更多的，不仅仅只是守住律法。
But let me just add before I finish this thought, to finish our salvation, Jesus had to do more than the mighty miracles as well.
要完成对我们的救赎，主耶稣基督除了行各种神迹奇事，他还要做更多。
You know, the miracles of Jesus, of his healings were really wonderful.
那我们都知道主耶稣基督的医治功能是真正是奇妙的。
And what they did for us, they confirmed that Jesus was the promised Messiah from the Old Testament.
在旧约里面就向我们应许主耶稣基督就是那位弥赛亚。
And I'd encourage you to study those miracles of Jesus. It'll thrill your heart.
那就是说我们呢看看回顾一下主耶稣基督所做的这些神迹奇事。
It'll increase your confidence in the Lord Jesus' grace towards sinners.
也看到让我们更加相信主耶稣基督对于我们这些罪人的怜悯和恩慈。
Because we need to be sure of him. We need to be sure that he was the promised Messiah.
我们要确信他就是那位拯救我们的弥赛亚。
One time I had to buy a used car.
有一次呢我买了一辆旧车。
And I went on KGG.
我是在那个 KGG 上。
And I went to this particular address, and I checked over the car, it was really bad.
所以呢，我就去到那个 KGG 上广告说的那个地址，我就去查验一下那个车，真的很糟糕。
Because the seller didn't tell me it was bad.
但是这个卖主并没有告诉我他的状况。
He told me all these good things about the car, and he really wanted me to buy it.
他只是挑了他的好处告诉我，所以他真的是很想我把这个车买下。
So I kept saying no, and eventually I had to say, I've got to go and check other cars.
所以我一直在说不要，但最后呢我就说我去查验一下这辆车。
And then you know what he said?
那他怎么说呢？
He said, oh, he says you've got to be careful buying used cars.
那他说你要小心啊，要买一辆旧车。
He said, there's a lot of scammers out there.
就是说呢有很多的这些那个骗局在里面。
And so when I got back to the car with my wife, I said, that guy is one of the scammers.
就是说我就回来跟 Remy 说回到车里面跟 Remy 说这个卖车的人他自己就是一个骗人。
But his advice was good advice.
那就是说如果我们相反。
We should all beware of trusting scammers, right?
那我们都知道我们不要去相信这些骗子。
But the Lord Jesus Christ was no scammer.
那主耶稣基督他知道这一点。
How do we know that?
他怎么知道呢？
His miracles prove that he was no scammer.
那他所做的神迹奇事证明他不是一个骗子。
We believe that Jesus was the promised Messiah because he demonstrated the power of the Messiah.
我们相信主耶稣基督他就是弥赛亚，因为他用他的神迹奇事证明了他就是那位弥赛亚。
We know who he was on the basis of his miracle working life.
我们知道这一点呢，是通过他在他的生活中所行出来的。
Well, think about this for a moment.
那我们现在来这么想。
Suppose Jesus had healed everyone in Israel at that time. Everyone.
假如说主耶稣基督那个时候把以色列所有的人都医治了。
That wouldn't have been enough.
是不是就足够了？
Because even those miraculously healed by Jesus needed more to save their souls.
其实呢，如果只是拯救了他们的身体是不够的，因为他们的灵魂也需要得救。
I'm thinking of the 10 lepers. Remember the 10 lepers who were healed by Jesus?
大家还记得有十个麻风病人被主耶稣基督医治的。
He sent them off to the temple to get clearance.
让他们呢去到那个圣殿呢去洁净。
And then only one of them come back to thank him.
那其中只有一个麻风病人回来向耶稣表达谢意。
Implying that he was the only one who was actually saved. The others were healed, but he was saved because he trusted in Christ.
所以这十个人中他们都被医治了，但是真正得救的就是这位回来答谢他的，因为他的灵魂也得救了。
So yes, for sure, we pray that God will heal us when we're sick.
是的，当我们肉体软弱得病的时候，我们是真的是求神医治。
But that's not enough.
但是这还不够。
We're still going to die.
我们还是要死。
Because sickness isn't our real problem.
因为疾病病痛是真正的问题。
We need more than physical healing to save our souls.
我们除了要 肉体上得到医治，我们更重要的，我们要得到灵魂上的救赎。
In fact, the healing of the body doesn't mean the salvation of the soul.
事实上，我们的肉体得到医治，并不意味着我们的灵魂得救。
This is why Jesus didn't do any miracles to save the two thieves that were crucified with him on that day.
这是为什么主耶稣基督在钉十字架那天，他并没有去救活他旁边钉的两个强盗。
He could have.
他完全可以做到。
In fact, the two thieves mocked him for not doing it. Come down and save yourself and save us. They mocked.
甚至呢，其中一个强盗还嘲笑他说：“你不是主吗？你能救你自己，你就下来吧，救你自己好了。”
But Jesus worked no miracle for them.
但是主耶稣基督并没有对他行神迹。
But he did save one, didn't he?
但是他的确救了其中的一个。
And he saved that one by letting him die with him.
他救赎了另一个，是让他。与他先同时的死亡。
And Jesus and that criminal went into heaven together that day.
在那一天，主耶稣基督宣称他会与他同进乐园。
That tells us that Jesus' death accomplished more than all of his miracles.
所以我们可以从这儿看到，主耶稣基督的死实际上比所有他所行的神迹奇事都更加的重要。
Not just saving the body, but saving the soul.
不仅仅是救赎了我们的肉体，更是拯救了我们的灵魂。
You may remember, there was a policeman killed in Toronto here some years back.
大概是几年前嘛，在多伦多有一个警察被谋杀了。
And he stopped an SUV.
他是停住了一辆 SUV 的车。
And the driver, when he looked inside, the driver was obviously underage and didn't have a license.
那么他查看的时候就发现了这个驾车的这个人呢他还未成年所以当然就没有驾照。
So seeing this young boy, as it were, the policeman ducked inside the car and tried to grab the keys of the ignition.
所以这个警察呢就把头伸进去企图呢就是把这个车钥匙把它拿掉。
And this young man panicked and slammed the accelerator pedal and drove off.
所以这个小孩子他就是当时相当的惊恐就脚踏油门就想开车逃逸。
And the policeman, of course, is half in and half out of the car.
因为这个警察他当时是一半的身子在车内一半的身子在车外。
So、young man in his panic is weaving, trying to shake the policeman out.
那么这个小孩子他当时就很紧张他就是左右的换道他就想把这个警察把他甩出车来。
And he loses control of the vehicle and it flips into the ditch.And the vehicle lands on top of the police officer.
所以最后呢，这辆车呢，就是最后翻了车，翻到一个沟里面，整个就压在这个警察的身上。
And he's trapped and he's dying.
所以这个警察就被陷在这个车里面，而且呢，很快就要临死。
And you know what he did?
那么你知道他做了什么？
He still had his radio there.
他当时他的那个对讲机就挂在他的胸前。
And he called the dispatch and he said for them to send emergency services because there's people trapped in the vehicle.
那他就对这个对讲机呢，要派遣队呢，就是派出赶快派出救援来，因为在车里面还有另外的人被困在里面。
And by that call, he was able to save some of those people in that car.
那当时这个车里面另外几位呢就被救了出来。
But the officer died in the hospital.
但是这个。警察呢，到医院不久就宣告死亡。
I'm sure that that officer did many good things as a policeman to keep us all safe.
那我们知道呢，这个警察做了他一切他所能做的，就是想呢让大家安全。
But in this case, doing good things wasn't enough.
但是在这个案例里面的话，光是做好事并不足够。
He had to give his life to save those people.
他还必须呢献身来拯救这些人。
Jesus had to pay the same price.
主耶稣基督也同样的为我们付上了这个舍身的赎价。
His miraculous works, as wonderful as they were not enough to save us.
所以呢，所有这些神迹奇事真的还不足以能够让我们得救。
That's why to finish our salvation, Christ had to die.
所以呢，要成就我们的救恩，主耶稣基督必须献身。
Until Jesus went to the cross and suffered, his mission wasn't finished.
在他上到十字架受死之前，他的使命都没有完成。
He had to suffer, he had to die, and he had to finish it.
他必须忍受，他必须舍身，他必须把这个事做成。
His death was essential if the work of human salvation was to be accomplished.
他的死是我们人类得救的这个根基。
Death was the problem, and death was the only solution.
死亡是问题，但是死亡也是唯一的出路。
And this is what the words he cried out mean.
这也就是他呼喊的这个字的。
Paid in full.
那就是呢，这个债务全付。
That word tetelestai, they used to use it, to stamp on bills that have been fully paid.
这个字呢经常被打印在一份就是已经全额付款的收据上。
So this is what Jesus is declaring when he says these words.
当主耶稣基督说这三个字的时候正是他所宣称的。
He's saying that the debt that we owed to God for our sin,
那就是我们因着罪我们所亏欠的这个赎价。
Has now been fully paid, tetelestai.
已经被主耶稣基督完全支付了，也就是额那个欠额全付。
And it was at that point that our sins were cancelled out.
只有在那一刻，我们的所有的罪孽被全部的取消。
The Bible also tells us that at that time the curtain of the temple was rent in two, was torn in two.
圣经也告诉我们，就在主耶稣基督断气的那一刻，圣殿的幔子劈成了两半。
Opening the way into the Holy of Holies.
为我们进到圣所呢，开辟了一条路。
That means opening the way into the presence of God.
也就是开辟了一条我们到达神面前的路。
Before it had been cut off by this curtain, but now everyone could go in.
在他那一刻，这个幔子被劈成两半，所以我们才能够有这个通道去到神的面前。
The Bible explains that, that curtain was a picture of Jesus' flesh.Being torn open for us.
圣经对这个描述就是这个幔子就如同主耶稣基督的身体一样为我们撕裂为我们开了这一条新路。
And that's why we can go to heaven because we enter in through the torn body of Jesus Christ.
这就为什么我们能够去到神的面前去到至圣所因为主耶稣基督已经用他的身体血肉之躯作为了我们的赎价。
A man visited a missionary in India.
有一个人呢找到在印度的一个宣教士。
He heard the missionary speak of the love of Christ and his death for the sins of the world.
他听到这个宣教士讲到主耶稣基督的爱以及他为所有的罪人受死。
So the man asked the missionary.
那么这个人就问这个宣教士。
He said, "Can this man save us from all our sins?"
那这个人能够救赎我们所有的，让把我们从所有的罪孽中拯救出来吗？
And the missionary responded with scripture.
那这个宣教士就用经文来回复他。
He said, "Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin."
是的，主耶稣基督的血已经洗净了我们所有的罪。
So the man said to the missionary, he says, "Can he save us from the sin of murder?"
那这个人就接着问这个宣教士，那他能救这种谋杀的罪吗？
Again, the missionary answered with scripture.
那这个宣教士又用经文回复他。
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
那你的罪呢，因着主耶稣基督的血，会让你变得洁白无瑕。
So the man said, "Can this man save us from two murders?"
那接着这个人又问这个宣教士，那这个人他能够救杀了两个人的人吗？
And again this missionary replied and said, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our transgressions from us."
那这个宣教士回答他说，同样的，东离西有多远？
This man sins,
这个人，这个主，他让我们的罪也离我们有多远？
This man's sins were very great.
那这个罪人他最后真正接受了这个恩典。
But he found that the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ was even greater.
所以他发现呢，主耶稣基督的恩典和怜悯呢，比他的罪大太多。
We found out the same thing, haven't we?
我们是不是也同样的找到了这样的一个答案
？So be sure that Jesus has finished the work of salvation for you.
所以我们要确信主耶稣基督已经为我们成就了救恩。
You see, the message of the gospel is that by dying, he paid the redemption price that was necessary to redeem us.
所以，正如圣经所说的，那他的死是必然的，是必须的。他 他死作为赎价，才能让我们脱离罪的捆绑。
Jesus said, didn't he, that the Son of Man gives his life as a ransom for many.
所以主耶稣基督自己说，神的儿子神子用他的赎价救赎了这许多人。
Now notice what it says. His life, Jesus' life, is the price.
看到他怎么说，主耶稣基督的生命就是赎价。
So until his life is taken away,The price of our redemption isn't paid.
只有当他的性命被拿走，那我们的这个罪的赎价才被付清。
But once he breathes his last, then the redemption price has been paid and been accepted.
只有当他最后的一口气发出这样的呼喊，我们的所有罪孽就真正的被清除，我们的罪债被偿还。
This is because the penalty of sin is death.
这是因为呢，罪的工价就是死。
Only death can pay the price for our sin.
只有死能够为我们的罪付上代价。
So either we pay the penalty ourselves with our own death,
或者呢，我们是通过我们自己的死来付上我们的罪债。
Or we trust Christ to pay the penalty with His death.
或者我们信靠主耶稣基督，通过他的死为我们付上我们的罪债。
This is the Bible teaching that we call substitution.
这也就是圣经所讲的，我们把它称作是替代。
Christ gives his life as a ransom for many.
主耶稣基督用他的生命为我们众人做了挽回祭和赎价。
Furthermore, it was only at the death of Christ that the victory was won and evil was crushed.
只有主耶稣基督的受死，才能够让邪恶能够被除去，能够我们能够宣称胜利。
It's not very clear here in John's Gospel, but in Luke's Gospel, it doesn't say it is finished, but it says that Jesus cried out with a loud voice.
那在这个约翰福音里面并没有说很清楚，但是在路加福音里面，主耶稣基督呼喊这个话的是说的是说用很大的声音。
That's something that people don't normally do when they die.
那这个就是说呢。正常的情况下，人死之前是怎么做呢？
But he cried out, as it were, a shout of victory.
他不是这样，他就是用一个大声的声音呢，呼喊出这个得胜。
It wasn't a groan.
那这个不是一个呢，就是低声的声音。
It was a shout of triumph.
而是一个巨大的一个大声的呼喊。
You ever been to a hockey match or a soccer match?
或者我们去参看过就是足球或者是冰球。
When one of the teams scores,
如果当球队进了球，
Not only the player shouts out yes,
不仅是球员，那看台上的所有人都会跟着喊 yes,
but everyone in the stadium also shouts out yes.
对啊，就所有的这个球场里面都会喊着 yes.
That's what's happening here.
这个也就是这儿同样发生的。
It's not a shout of despair, it's a cry of victory.
那在这个地方，它不是一个低声的呻吟，而是一个大声的呼喊得胜。
And Paul echoes the thought in Corinthians.
在哥林多书里面，保罗是这样回应的。
He says, "Oh, death, where is your sting?"
哦，死亡，你的毒钩在哪里
？Oh, grave, where is your victory?
哦，坟墓啊，你的夸胜在哪里？
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，通过主耶稣基督让我们得胜。
So the good news is that Christ has conquered death.
好消息，福音是主耶稣基督已经胜过了死亡。
The better news is that he's conquered death for us.
更好的消息是，他的这个征服死亡是为我，为你。
We're not fighting for this victory.
我们并没有通过我们自己去为这个得胜去征战。
We come here for church every Sunday to celebrate the victory.
我们来到教会，我们是每个星期都是庆祝这个得胜。
Christ has already won it for us.
因为主耶稣基督已经为我们赢得了这个胜利。
This is why we're always singing and not weeping.
这就为什么我们都是高声凯旋的唱歌，而不是低头的呻吟。
The message of the gospel is that the battle has been won.
圣经里面的信息告诉我们，这个征战已经赢得了。
When the Allies won the victory over the Nazis in World War II,
在二战的时候，当联军打败了纳粹德国。
Though not everybody fought in the armies,
并不是所有的人都参战了。
Everyone shared in the victory.
但是呢，我们所有人都呢 呼喊的胜利。
And even us, we've inherited the victory that our armies won over the Nazis and over the Japanese.
即使像我们，我们也只是承传了联军胜过、打败了纳粹跟日本。
We've also inherited and enjoyed the victory that Christ has won for us.
我们呢，也同样的承传了，我们接受了主耶稣基督为我们所赢得的。
So we Christians, we shouldn't live as if Christ had shouted, "It has failed."
所以我们作为基督徒，我们不应该去说哦，这个事情败了，我们失败了。
He didn't fail.
他完全没有失败。
Thank God he finished death off for us all of us.
感谢神，他为我们征服了死亡，为我们每一位。
And we'll see this victory proved on Sunday when we celebrate the resurrection.
而且我们也会呢，在这个星期天，当我们来庆祝主耶稣基督的复活的时候，我们可以验证这一点。
See, Jesus didn't just say of death, "Oh, it's finished," and then die.
主耶稣基督并没有说他死了，他而是说他成了。
And stay dead.
更进一步。
No, he triumphed over death 3 days later.
他胜过了死亡三天之后。
And that triumph is our triumph.
他的胜利，他对死亡的胜过，也是我们
对死亡
的胜过。
If we believe for salvation means that we are also sharing in his resurrection.
如果我们真正相信主耶稣基督为我们所做的，我们就要庆祝他为我们的复活。
And that's the last point I want to make. To finish our salvation, we must accept Christ's finished work for us through faith.
所以呢，最后一点，我们要让这个救赎能够成就呢，我们还要接受主耶稣基督为我们所做成的。
John 3:16, we all know it, don't we?
对，在约翰福音的第十六章，我们都知道这一点。
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in him.
任何一位相信他的
should not perish, but have everlasting life.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
You remember the parable of the lost sheep?
我们还记得这个比喻吗？就是丢失的羊群。
And the shepherd went out in search of the lost sheep.
好牧人会出去寻找这个失落的羊。
In that story, I don't know if you've noticed this, but in that story, the shepherd does all the searching.
那我们不知道大家明不明白？好牧人在这个过程中，他始终在寻找。
He does all the finding.
他始终的在去找到。
He does all the rescuing.
所以他做所有的救援工作。
And he does all the taking home.
然后呢，把这些失散的羊，把他们带回羊圈。
The only thing that the sheep did was get lost.
那羊所做的，他们就是呢，因为失散。
And then submit to be saved. That's all.
那么他们只要呢？找被这个好牧人找到，他们就得救，就这么简单。
This is how salvation works.
这也就是救赎救恩所做到的。
The Lord finishes our salvation.
主为我们成就了救赎。
And this is why we are so confident that, as bad as we may be as Christians, we can't mess it up.
所以这也就是我们作为基督徒，我们要十分相信的，在这一点上，我们一定不要含糊。
The Lord has us. He's built us upon that rock. He's planted us upon that rock.
主耶稣基督已经把这个救赎的根基如磐石一样定住。
And He's going to work with us, and He's going to change us, and He's going to keep us.
他要把我们放在这个磐石上，他不停的做工，他要保守我们，并且让我们在这个根基上。不停的长进
right to the very end, we can be sure of that.
直到最后那一天，我们要确信这一点。
So the price has been paid.
所以我们讲这个赎价已经被付上。
In English, we have a similar expression actually, where we say mission accomplished.
在英语里面，我们有这样一个说法，就是说叫做呢，事工已经成了。
And that's really what Jesus is shouting here.
其实这也就是主耶稣基督在这儿喊叫的这句话。
He accomplished it by dying on the cross for us. Keep that in mind.
所以记住这一点，他在十字架上通过受死，他成就了。
That's how we know we're loved by God.
这就是为什么我们知道我们是被神所爱的。
It's only because we believe in the cross that we can know that God loves us.
就是因为通过十字架，我们知道神是真正的爱我们。
Without the cross, without Christ's death, we have no reason to believe that we'll be saved.
如果没有十字架，如果没有主耶稣基督为我们受死，我们没有任何理由相信我们是得救的。
But his death here and his shout here and our faith in it is our assurance that our salvation has been finished for us.
所以主耶稣基督在这儿受死，在这儿呼喊。让我们确信救恩已经完成，我们已经有确据。
It's like signing a check.
就如同我们签一个支票。
Until the check is signed, you can't cash it.
直到这个支票被签上名，否则的话你是没有办法去兑现。
When Christ cried out with that loud voice, he was signing the check.
当主耶稣基督呼喊这三个字的时候，就如同他在这个支票上签署了他的名字。
We can now cash that check.By faith,
我们可以现在凭着信心能够去兑现这一份支票。
Because we know for sure that God accepts the name of His Son.
因为我们可以确信神已经认领了，已经接受了有他的儿子签名的这一份支票。
You know, sometimes we look at our world and the future seems pretty bleak, doesn't it?
所以当我们回看我们的这个世界，将来其实也一点都不光明，甚至说是很昏暗。
We have the war in Ukraine, we have wars elsewhere.
我们看到这个乌克兰跟俄国的战争。
And we can be sure that more wars are coming.
我们也可以确信有更多的战争会来临。
I've been alive for over 60 years and it's always been the same. The wars always keep coming.
我已经活了六十几岁了，一直在看到战争不断。
And we face these dangerous diseases. There's more diseases coming as well.
而且我们已经度过了这个严重的这个疾病，而且我们可以确信更多的疾病还会到来。
So if you look at it just from this world's perspective, it looks like death is going to be the only winner.
如果你只是定睛看这个世界，你好像觉得死亡是这个世界必然的宿命。
No, here we have reason to believe that it's not going to win at all. In fact, we have reason to believe here that it's been defeated.
但是我们回到今天，我们可以看到这个不是事实，我们已经得胜了，因为主耶稣基督的死向我们证实了这一点。
Because the Lord has finished the work of salvation for us and our future is secure and bright because we're trusting in Him.
因为主耶稣基督的死已经为我们成就了这个大功，而且我们可以相信我们的将来是一片光明，因着主耶稣基督。
Let me just finish by saying, you know, when Canada wins when one of the Canadian teams or maybe one of the Toronto teams wins a championship.
让我结束呢，我来讲一个小故事，就是多伦多队应该是赢了一次这个冠军。
Whether it's hockey or whether it's baseball or even soccer.
也许呢是足球，也许是冰球，也许是棒球。
People will drive up and down Danforth and Bloor and they'll honk the horns and they'll wave the flags.
每当这个时候，你就看到一大群人呢开着他们的车在 Bloor 跟 Danforth 那个附近呢就挥舞着旗子。
They didn't win the victory, but their team won the victory.
他们其实并没有赢，他们并没有去参赛，他们也没有赢赛，他们只是这些队的粉丝。
But they're rejoicing too.
那他们只是作为粉丝为他们的这个赢的队去。
That's what we Christians are doing. Whenever we come together like this or on Sunday, we're coming here to wave the flag of victory for the Lord.
那这也是我们应该做的。每个星期天我们来到这里，实际上我们就是挥舞着主耶稣基督为我们得胜的这个旗帜。
Because we're already resting in the victory that Jesus won for us over death.
因为我们已经呢安放在主耶稣基督为我们得胜的这个根基上。
So we come here on Sunday not to finish the work of Christ.
那我们来到这个地方就是成就主耶稣基督所为我们成就的。
We come here to let other people know that it is finished.
我们不仅要我们自己能够享受的这份喜乐跟成就，同时我们要向周围的人让他们也知道主耶稣基督为世人所成就的。
Our mission as a church is to get that news out to other people so that they too can join in our victory.
我们的使命就是要把这样上好的福音呢向教会以外的地方传播出去，让他们让世人也像我们一样能够分享这一份得救的喜悦。
Let's do it. Let's come back together this Sunday. Let's get together to rejoice in this great victory that the Lord Jesus Christ has won for us.
让我们这样来做，让我们星期天回到教会， 来庆祝主耶稣基督通过他的受死所为我们成就的。
Because he didn't say death is finished and then stay dead.
他的确就是说呢，他说死亡已经被战胜了。
No, he arose from the grave triumphant.
三天之后，他会再复活，宣称他的得胜。
And the Bible says that he was just the first fruits.
那么圣经说他是这位。
And we will follow him in that resurrection one day.
他是这一位得复活的，我们也要跟随他，我们也最终也因他，我们也得复活。
Be sure of this. This is the message of the gospel.
要坚信这一点，这个就是福音向我们传播的信息。
And it's as we are sure as we are on that solid rock.
我们要确信我们是站立在这个坚定的根基上。
We'll be able to convince other people to join us on the rock.
并且呢，我们也要。向周围的人，向让他们相信，同时也来跟我们一样站在这个坚固的根基上。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Our great God and Heavenly Father.
我们天上的神，慈爱的父。
Lord, in one way, this is a very sad day for us.
从某一个角度来讲，这一天对我们俩是悲伤的一天。
For we remember again the great suffering of our Savior, the Lord Jesus.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督在这一天为我们所承受的。
It breaks our heart when we see how cruelly and unjustly he was treated.
让我们真的是心痛，因为我们看到这是多么的不公义，多么的残酷，让主耶稣基督忍受这一切。
But on the other hand, Lord, this is a great day of victory for us.
但是另一方面，主啊，我们也知道这个是得胜的一天。
Because we see here that the sufferings of Christ, when it was finished, won a great triumph.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督在这儿成了，挪去了死亡，战胜了死亡，得胜。
He conquered the grave for his people.
他为他的子民征服了坟墓。
And we thank you, Lord, that we heard this great message and that we were able to put our trust in him.
感谢主，让我们听到这上好的信息，让我们把我们的信心放在他的身上。
We know, according to your promise, that we will follow him in that resurrection one day.
因为我们知道，就如同你对我们的应许，我们有一天也要遵从主耶稣基督，也能够从同样的复活。
Help us, Lord, to get that message out.
主啊，求你让我们能够明白这个经文，
so that others might share it with us.
也能够把这样上好的信息能够分享出去。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. Amen.